Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Last time we looked at the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This introduces an important piece of who Jesus is. Jesus is both God and man. If Jesus weren't a man, he wouldn't have been able to live and die in the place of man. So Jesus' humanity has a lot of more implications, though, for us to look at. This morning we'll look at one of those implications. Let's hear from God's Word, Hebrews 4:15. But we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. In my estimation, this is one of the most profound and mysterious verses in all of Scripture. Jesus, God in the flesh, sympathizes with our weaknesses. Jesus knows what it's like to face temptation because he was tempted as we are in every respect. It's tempting for us to think, God can't relate to my life. He's perfect. But what this verse tells us is that he can relate to us in our moments of weakness because he was tempted as we are. Now, there are some differences between Jesus' temptation and our temptation. The biggest, most glaring difference in light of today's verse is that unlike us, Jesus did not sin. In fact, not only did he not sin, but he could not sin. It was impossible for him to have done so. Now, some people think that this means that Jesus can't really relate with us. However, I want to argue the opposite. Because Jesus can't sin, he actually understands the weight of temptation better than we do. Let me explain. Imagine that you're holding a bag, and every second extra weight is added to it. This represents being tempted to commit a sin. Well, when that temptation gets too strong, when the bag gets too heavy, what happens? You sin. You drop the bag. You can't hold it anymore. So as we work out, we're able to better fight off temptation. We get stronger. We can carry more weight before the bag drops. However, no matter how strong we get, there's always a breaking point. I can tell you right now, I don't know what it feels like to carry 250 pounds. My experience is limited to how much weight I can physically carry. And in the same way, I don't know what it feels like to feel the full weight of temptation. Do you know why? Because when temptation gets too strong, I fold and sin. I drop the bag. Imagine if I could actually not drop the bag. I'd have a fuller understanding of the full weight of temptation simply because I was able to bear the full weight of it. And in the same way, Jesus actually has a fuller understanding of our weakness than even we do, because he can carry all of the weight in a way that we can't. What this means for us is that we serve a sympathetic God. He knows what we face when we're tempted, even though he has never himself sinned. When we turn from our sin and trust Jesus in faith, we are following a God who knows our struggles and can help us overcome them through his power. So don't hide your sin from Jesus. Confess it to him, first to be saved, and then to be made holy.